Hey, this is Miss Morris, and this is the Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub. Dog Days of Podcasting, day number 3.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of the soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
So one of these days, I will actually do my Dog Days of Podcasting entry, not going down to the wire. As I record this, it is 11:36 p.m. U.S. Central Time on Thursday. And I was going to do another piece that I wrote, and then I was going to start doing interviews, but my fancy-schmancy brand new microphone that I use for audio, for voiceover stuff does not like Skype. So I got a normal, like, headset boom cheap thing just to use for Skype. And it arrived today, but I wanted to have time to play with it and make sure it worked. So I'm not even starting interviews until after the weekend. In any case, from sometime in May until Tuesday, I was doing 100 days of making as part of the 100 Day Project. And since I don't do art, I love art, I can't make art. I do not have that skill. There is a synapse missing between my brain and my hands, and I just don't know how to translate it. I'm told that you can learn this, but I have never been able to successfully learn to even make stick figures that look like stick figures. I can do cruel embroidery. I can cook. I can bake. I cannot do art. I can make music, but I cannot do art. So I did 100 days of writing on note cards a scene, a sentence, a line of dialogue, a fragment of a scene, whatever, but one note card every day. I picked multicolored note cards so that they would be really pretty. And one of the things that I kept coming back to was this thing that I hashtagged theories of everything, plural, because I have tons of theories, and I thought if I collected enough of them, I might be able to turn them into something. So this is Theories of Everything, theory number 1. It's one of my oldest. So I have this theory that when you need caffeine, hot caffeine hits your bloodstream faster than cold caffeine. This is why we always drink hot coffee in the morning. This is why even when it's 106 degrees outside like it was today, I still drink hot coffee in the morning because cold caffeine just doesn't jolt my system the same way. There is absolutely no scientific basis for this theory. It's completely anecdotal evidence, but that's my theory. And this is probably the shortest podcast I'm ever doing because that's all I have to say. But if you have a theory of anything that you want to share, please let me know in the comments on my website at bathtubmermaid.com or tweet me at @melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, all of which is in the credits, which you're going to hear right now. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and, unless otherwise expressly stated, is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International License. The show is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock application for iPad. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. Visit them at music.mevio.com. The opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. For show notes, links, and contact information, visit me at www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Melisse, spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. nobody knows. To feel that stain so deep inside, and still it shows. But you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can. Down